Okay, everybody, let's just review the whole behavioral change model. Let's put it all together. So, from a mindset standpoint, if we're trying to help somebody do gluten-free, elimination diet, complete lab test, any of this type of thing, whatever we're trying to do in the beginning, we want to make sure they're motivated enough to have that initial impulse to make that change. So, things that we can ask them is what got them in the office? What is painful in their life? What do they want? What is going to be part of the pleasure of moving to a new life? So that's away from pain towards pleasure. And then what sort of emotions do they have around their health? How is it affecting their quality of life? How it is affecting their function? How is it in fact affecting their enjoyment of living? So any of these things can elicit. What we want to do as much as possible with this motivational component here is we want to elicit emotion. We want to elicit deep emotion. That deep emotion is really going to be part of that impulse of what drives people to change. So once we have that impulse, now we want to look at ability. So from an ability standpoint, we want to make sure whether it is going on a gluten-free diet or ordering the lab test, whatever it is, we want to make sure they have the financial resources. So if we're asking them to go all organic, do they have the financial resources to do that? We want to make sure they have the time. Do they have the time to grocery shop? There are certainly people that have more time or more money than they have time. And these people, we might need to strategize with them if they say they don't have time to do the things we want them to do. Well, can they pay somebody to help them? Are there people, including children or situations, that could get in their way of completing the goals? How hard is it physically? Physically, are they capable of doing it? How much mental effort is required? Are they mentally capable of doing it? We have some people in our office with brain fog so bad that by the time they reach the front desk, they've already forgotten half of the things we've talked about. These people are going to have probably a hard time completing a lot of things if they're very complicated. These are the people that sometimes even lab testing and getting lab tests done can be a complicated thing. So we really need to analyze that. And then prompts, making sure we have prompts that can be circumstances, that they can be people, they can be things, so they can be context prompts such as notes, lists, alarms, things in the environment, things we notice, or action prompts. The action prompts were where I was connecting the dots earlier around, like, oh, the action prompt, I put my feet on the floor and my feet are right next to my running shoes, so then I'm gonna go running. Brushing teeth, opening the refrigerator door, walking through a door, these things that we're doing anyways are sometimes good prompts, because if we can connect the prompts of something that we're doing anyways throughout the day, it can be really useful. So like brushing the teeth, one of the things that we'll do is if we're trying to get supplements into somebody on an empty stomach before bed, we will use the action prompt of put your supplements right next to your toothbrush, and brushing your teeth is the prompt to remember to take your supplements. So those are examples. So definitely want to, make sure that either you are going through this with your clients, or you have a coach or a team member going through this with your clients to make sure that they can have success with the lifestyle changes that you're going to help them with. All right, everybody. See you soon.